Part 7. The Patience of the Saints. Here is the patience of the saints. Where? After the second angel has given his message, and the great work designed by it is accomplished. It is well known by those who participated in the Advent movement that this was in the autumn of 1844, at the time of the great disappointment. The period since that disappointment may properly be called the time of the patience of the saints. Relative to our disappointment and our waiting position since the time of confident expectation, the Apostle speaks as follows: Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Hebrews 10:35-39. This testimony of the apostle shows first that a people were to have great confidence which would be pleasing to God. Second, that they would be disappointed after doing the will of God, and would need great patience to endure the trials of their position. And third, that they would have to live by faith, in calling to remembrance the former days, in which they were especially illuminated. They would live by faith in their past experience, and in the sure promises of God relative to the glorious future. This testimony of the apostle can apply only to that people who have a corresponding experience, and that people, we fully believe, are those who have looked with great confidence for Christ's coming at a definite period of time, and have passed through and are still experiencing severe trials arising from their waiting position. The expression, "For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come," etc., shows that this testimony can apply nowhere in the history of the church, but just prior to Christ's coming. The third angel, who follows the second, consequently the period of his message is since our disappointment in 1844, declares, "Here is the patience of the saints," which Paul more fully explains and shows that it is the little while just before the second advent.